When Simon Shin Lamed Ches Siv Dalet Hamishamer Peirosov Uzrov, the person is protecting, watching over his Peiros, or he had planted Zroim, and he wants to make sure that the Chayis Voifes should not eat up the Zroim, or should not eat up the Peiros. So he has to get rid of them. Is la yispoik kaf al kaf? He shouldn't go and clap his hands, and that hopefully would scare them and chase them away. La yitapach kapov al yerechai. Or he shouldn't clap his hands on his yerech. Also, this makes a noise. V'loy yerakeid, and he shouldn't. I think yerakeid means he shouldn't run towards them. Lahavricham, he's going to make a noise by the running. I'll think he's chasing them to chase them away. Now, all these things, perhaps all these things have a common denominator, that he's making noise, but the noise that he is making does not at all go into the Isser of Hashmo's Koil, since La Locha we paskin Hashmo's Koil is only also if it is a Koil Shel Shir. But if it's not a Koil Shel Shir, so then it's permissible. So here he is just making a Koil just to chase away the birds. It's not a Koil Shel Shir. So therefore, this should be mutter. So why is this also? Gzeiro shemo yitel tzroir v'yizreiklam. That means it could very well be that all the sounds he will make will not frighten the animals. So the next alternative would be to take a stone and throw it at them, which would the animals perhaps would make a reishim, but it could come that he'd be mechalo Shabbos also through this. So memele, so Chazal also this whole pool of doing a maisim to chase away the birds or the animals, because the mice can then end up with a mice of Zrikas Schroer, which could end up in the Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa. So they were geyser this Hashmo's Koil of scaring them. Because if we will permit this, he might come to throw stones at them, which could bring about a Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'loy yerakeid b'regel lashmiya keil lahavis ha'ofes. He wants to scare the ofes, so he'll be merakeid b'raglov, then this will scare them. I don't know, either maybe he'll tramp, I don't know exactly, he'll tramp or chase them. It's a very interesting lashon yerakeid. But I'll upon him, the mechuvan is to scare them through the sounds he's going to make. The Yizrak lam, so the sole reason this is also all these things, mitzad asmom, there's no issa whatsoever. But if we will permit him to do pu'ulais, to frighten the birds and animals, oh my, to, if these will not be success, he will go and throw stones. And what's the problem with that? V'yizrik lahem l'shus harabim. Zot z'mishnebure. Ula ha-poiskim, the bizman hazeh leke rishus ha-rabim. Now, bizman hazeh, we don't have a rishus ha-rabim. So the sole reason these pulas are also shema yizrik. So that's only if zrika is an isur diraisa. But if this man has there, filu zrika savonim is only an isur de rabbonu, so then it's a gzera l'gzera. Efshu de shori b'chosa, could be take muta. It's mutter, you're allowed to clap, you're allowed to do all these things. It's a gzeiro, l'gzeiro. I would just like to mention a stickle ha'orev. We have a machaba over here. The machaba says you're not allowed to clap and you're not allowed to make noises because you might go and throw a stone. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, that's if you have a Rishus HaRabim. But if it's man as the person said we don't have a Rishus HaRabim, so could be we can dilute this seat from our Shulchan Aruch and it's mutter. Could be. Didn't say Bavadois, but I'm sure the Shari, but could be it's mutter. I mean, Magnam Rom Vishar Achroinim. So Lachere, when it comes to Kiyi Shefer B'Shabbos, no one ever dreamt that one is permitted to blow Shefer on Shabbos. Now, why are you not allowed to blow Shoshana Shechaliyas B'Shabbos? Why aren't you allowed to blow Shefer? Shema, maybe he won't know how to blow, and he'll take the Shefer, and we'll go to a Chochem. No, and if we'll go to a chacham, what will be? We don't have a rishus harabim bizman hazeh. So the whole thing is a gzeira l'gzeira. So l'chere there in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, the Mishibur should have also brought down that says the kosva achoinim could be bizman eino we blow shefer on Shabbos. There he doesn't say it. It's very interesting. The grad there is a bir halacha that does mention this ha'orim. The bir halacha is in Simin Shin Mem Hei, Divra Maslo Shein. There he speaks about the shitas. If we have a Rishus Rabim, if we don't have a Rishus Rabim, he brings down the different shitas. So Teichen Bom says, listen, if we don't have a Rishus Rabim, so why don't we blow shayfos? He asks this kasha, is a raya that we do have a rishus haram. But there he mentions it in bir halacha. My shayin came over here, he mentions it in Mishnah Berurah. So testicle ha'orem. Oh, so there's a whole shaila. If you have 600, if Brooklyn has 600, that's the whole tumult. There's a whole tumult with the tshuva of Ramesha. And Ramesha held it is a Rishus HaRabim. I'll just say it's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's the... this is something by this other poskim that want to say that a fellow you have a lot of cars going, and the shishim ribui with the cars, so the people are not going in the Rishus HaRabim, they're sitting in the cars. The cars are the Rishus HaYochid. So to say, if shishim ribui oivrim, others say that doesn't make it a Rishus HaRabim. It's very unclear. Ramesha was machma by Brooklyn, he held that Senemis and Rishus HaRabim deraisem. Okay, maybe when we'll come to these halachas, maybe we'll get a little clearer. But there, in Bir Halacha, he mentions this ha'orem. Zokse mishabru ravaita. V'chosh, so maybe he says, it could be this simon is b'chlal not applicable bizmaneinu. The host gang lisapik kaf al kaf kilacha yad. But if a person will clap kilacha yad, bevadai shori lekuli almen, this is ichamutav, vein locho shemo yitel tril, maacha shiesh loy heker shen misapik ledya, his whole clapping is a message to him that it's Shabbos. So in Sikha, one could be Mako. See, hey, Ein Seichekim Begoizim, Veloi Betapuchim, Uchiyote Boy, Mishum Ashwiye Gvois, will come in a minute exactly what we're speaking about, Vidavke Al Gabi Karke. But that is Dafke al Gabi Karke, Avol al Gabi Shulchan Shori Deleka Lemigzer Shom Mishum Gumais. Now let us see what we are talking about over here. Ein Seichekim Begoizim, or Tapuchim. Now what was this game? Shemigalgalin Oison. You roll the egoism, or you roll the tapuchim, umakin zu ezu, and you try to hit the like marbles. You try to hit the egoism that's in the middle, or the tapuch that's in the middle. Kedar shemesachkin on the ogeis, the mishmur will not give us the guidelines how to do it, but you ask any of the girls, they'll tell you how to do it. Kedar shemesachkin on the ogeis, that's the game. Ashvuye gumois, but it's a very nice game. But if you play outside, so sheyochin derech, legalgel egois, that means outside we have bumpy ground. So mamela, the whole game doesn't go. You're trying to shoot another thing and it falls into a pit. The game is not oisgalgen. First you have to have a level ground. You have a level ground, now we're talking, now we can make a fair game. So mamela, if this will be permitted to do, that I'll be permitted to make in this game of a go with a noizim with tapuchim. So then they might come and tashvu yegumes. So therefore they asset. The asset is because this game is this a very big shash that in order to make sure that the game goes on good, they'll make a shvu yegumes, which is awesome. But the Ramah says, Dafkal gabi kalke, aval gabi shulchan shori. Vuhu adin, my shulchan is no gumes. Al gabi machseles, if you'll take a mat, and you'll put the mat on the ground, and you'll play with these egoism. A tablo, you'll have a board, then you put it on the ground. V'loi gazrinen b'chol ze otu al gabi kalke. L'gzeiro, l'gzeiro, this is a gzeiro, l'gzeiro. That means the whole iser of mesachkim b'goizim is also a gzeiro. Shema osi l'ashvuyei gumes. It's a gzeiro, it's not... It's a mamele, so ta'asa, a tavla, machzeles, otu, not, the whole thing is a sinzeil and sinzeil. Amol agabe karka afile hi merutsefes, de loishayach ashvuye gumes, gam kainosa. But if you have a karka that's merutsefes, let's say I have my front yard is paved, so mamela, my children go out and they have no problems. They can play in the paved yard. Loishaya ashvuye gumes gam ken also. Bekalke machlev וגזרין על אותו קרקע שאינה מרוצף. Yeah, this, your front yard is merutzef. It's paved, but other front yards are not merutzef. So we go one after the other. Now, so others explain, we heard before the Rambam Shita is that one is not permitted to sweep out an earthen floor. Because he might come l'shviyei gumes. To sweep out a paved floor, Rambam holds you allowed to, and we are not goyzer karka water karka. So we had heard the svara, since this is a tzorech gadol, it's very important to sweep out the floor, so that's why they weren't goyzer. We said to wash the floor, they were goyzer. It's not such a big tzorech. So others say here, this is also not such a tzorech gadol, even though this is an einig Shabbos for those who are playing, it's not equivalent to a tzorech gadol. And we had, now if all the floors of the houses are all, that don't have earthen floors, so kaponim, the Rabbi Dashulchan brings down from others that say that we can't be mata even though they're playing in the house because they might go outside and play. And outside, the floors are not merutzef. These are games which are usually played outside also. So mamela, sweeping the house, so we say if all the houses have wooden floors on them, you don't have to be chayish of shvuyei gumes. And no one sweeps out the yard. So mamela, but over here, if we will be matter to play inside, others say they might come to play outside also. So therefore, this is also. A shulchan is a different entity in Gansi, not playing on the floor, or you have a mat over the floor or a board over the floor. That's a different parasha. But like this, a paved floor is also. Right. Now let us go further. Umuta lischoik ba'atzomais shekoyren tshir av arbi shemashmiyim koyl oyl ve'enon mechavnin lishir. One is permitted to play ba'atzomais shekoyren tshir. Now there are two kshotim how to learn pshat in this chich. In Eretz Yisrael, they say chich means kugelach that the children play with chomesh avonim. They throw them out. It's a whole lumdis. And they make a lot of noise also. And so it says it's mutter, even though it makes noise, but that's not the game. Some amela you're allowed to do it. Others say chich is chess, and why it makes noise. Some perhaps now in the sophisticated times they have added the each piece is padded, so it goes. But some in the olden days they didn't have this mylar pattern, so they went. You could hear it. You mean what?
Ivory and glass.
Okay, so that made a lot of noise. Ivory and glass made a lot of noise. Some mammals, even though it made a lot of noise, it's mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah about some mace. The noigim lasoi some shel kesef. Now there was a minig that they made the chess pieces out of silver. Sheyu miyachodim l'shabbos. This is Shabbos ticket chess pieces. The im loikain merze ki uvde dechel. There was a meaning, and as it used to be, silver. So it's not a uvde dechel. Umaros sosein choylik. Umaros sosein disagrees with this whole say with the Rima, say with this Eitzer, or Svira like even Shain to Ellis, be a deus Chochmas Maschoikahu, Bohu Adin Promineschoik, all these games, one doesn't derive too much benefit from them. Also, you know how to do it in Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos likizach. It's something that you are doing. You are perhaps killing time, but you're not doing anything that you are accomplishing something with it. So, Memele, so it's also Ma'av Rechel Yizor Mishumayshem Leitzin, Chmayshekosov Besimin Shin Zayin, Sivta Zayin, Raimi Birkayesh, Shevi Oid Beshem, Kamo Gedoilim, Sheikh Miro Bozev. So, I saw in Ravida Shulchan, Ravida, he says like this, that it could very well be this chumre that we're saying that one should not do it in Shabbos, not full of b'chayil, also not this is speaking about men who have a mitzvah of limudat Torah. They can do something much more constructive in Shabbos and not full of b'chayil. So, Memele, this is Mamish, Shtam Shiyashim, they've been named the Retereza Moshe Blaisim. This is the Moshe Blaisim. They're completely engrossed in a game which is not at all Torah. It's not accomplishing anything. So, therefore, this is also. But he wants to say, because we the Shulchan could be for children or women that don't have these obligations on them. We take a say Shloyas on the Isha, Abakabonim, we have more obligations. But they don't have the obligations. They say Asani Kilsaina and Akabonim, by them could be this Indian would not apply for them. They bring down the Minchashitzuk screams very much about the chess. And the Bin Zareishis Chochma, which is very much against it. Against, yeah.
And I'm accepting, I end up talking worse.
Okay, so let's buy the silver ones off the chayil. But come to Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, ain't chanami, ain't chanami. Yachochem ain't b'roish, ain't chanami. The Rebbe Shulchan brings down the Moiru Ksiya, how to say that chess sharpens the mind. The Moiru Ksiya says, for a short period of time, could be he does something, but he's not, it shouldn't be a life pastime, it'll be a mechudid, but could be for a short period of time, it could help. But that's these halachas over here. Now, Abel, let's go further. The whole game is only we're playing. Now what's b'tam u'b'chosel? So Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe Shulchan brings down an Aruch Hashulchan. The tam chosel means odds or evens, and it means tam means it's even, and but there was a game, and he brings down what the game was all about. He had Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went and took in his hand a number of geizim or raisins, and he comes over to Shimon, and he asks Shimon, is the number of raisins in my hand, is it an odd number or an even number? Now, so what happens? Shimon's going to tell him. So if Shimon is right, so he gets all the raisins. If Shimon is wrong, so then Shimon has to give him the raisins that are in Reuven's hand. That was the game. That was a very interesting game in there. So this is also on Shabbos. This is David the Memke Chememke. This is Lamish. This is Lavia. So this is This is business over here. You, well, that's how Shabbos. It's doing the Mekech and Memkeh. You say the right capital tillim before you say the answer, it's out of even. You can win a lot of raisins, a lot of magazines, whatever it is. So, Kabbalah, this is fine. Now, so I saw in Ravina Shulchan, he speaks about playing dreidel on Shabbos Chanukah. So he says like this. If you're going to play dreidel with candies and raisins and those, that's this tam v'chosa. This is osa. No shayla about it. That's this grin. That's osa. That's a more osa. The shayla is if you'll play dreidel without anything. Oh, shem shemayim. Not going to win anything, lose anything. When you play dreidel, stam. So they brought down from the Dayan and Square, Rabbi Eisenberg, he said he could be this is mutter, because this is a different type of a game in Gansen. There's a game of dreidel that the game is to be maviach, and then there's a game that it's a different type of a game. Could be this will be mutter. Now the place can speak about monopoly. If you're allowed to play with monopoly, which you're buying, selling, but the kunst over here is you're buying and selling, and everything is for fake money. The money is fake. Everything is fake. The whole deal is fake. Everything is a fake. So this is worse than it's better than the tam v'chosa. So others say me'ikar adin is mutter. You can't say that it's also mikah din it's mutter, it's preferable. The Ramnissim Shalom says perhaps it's preferable not to play. But mikah adin, it is mutter. But Nissim Shalom says that the father shouldn't play together with them. If they need him to play, it has to be a different type of a game. Okay. Vaitam. And then Agavuche, they bring down two more things, and Dirshoy brings down from the Chayodom a game which is normally they use to hold Cheshbon. They make dots or strokes to see how much this one did, how much this one did, which is normally Ksive is involved in this game. So Memele, this is also such a game which usually involves Ksive is also, and also they say to try to figure out a crossword puzzle or a riddle. There's a word that was mixed up and to try to figure it out, which normally the way one does it is he starts writing down, he can figure out the word a little better. So these games should not be played with on Shabbos, because even though he's not going to do it, but it's a game which the normal playing of the game could involve ksive. Let us see, the tam of a chosa, perish rod or yum rod. I mean, is it shavich? Is it even a rod? Beloshen askinas. Now let us go further. Umikomokin. But now, on all these games that we answered, Ein Linchais Benoshim Oktanim, the Mutav Shi Yishoigigim Bayil Mazidim. That means if you know they won't listen side by side, so then don't talk about it. The Mutav Shi Yishoigigim. Right. Now, let us see for both. Also, Lishoiv Mayim Begalgal, Zero Shema Yemale Liginosoi, Vichilbosoi, Baila Mishra Shalpiston. We'll come back to this in a minute. Lefichoch in Loihoyo Shom, Loigino, Veloichulbo, Veloi Breicho Lishus Bopiston Mutter. ויש אומרים שלוי אוסרו אלא בגלגל גודל שמויצי מים הרבה ביחד ולא תורך והם גלגלים הקבועים והם בלויים הרבה סובב, אבל גלגלים שלנו שממלם במלמעט מותר דלקה למשש למידים. Now let us explain, let's start from the second halacha and we'll go back. The second halacha was that there was a type of a well that had a wheel to it, and a person turned the wheel, and attached to this wheel was ropes with around 10 buckets attached to the ropes. And he just turned the wheel, and the buckets went into the well and got full with water and then went up again. And with one turn of the wheel, he could get 10 bucketfuls of water with a turn of a hand, which was a small amount of tirseh. And he acquired a large amount of water, which was gewaldikizach. So now, when the person has a large amount of water, and he doesn't need so much water, and he got it very easily, so you don't throw away water, so he starts scratching his head, so what can I do with this water? So he looks at his garden, which is a little pail, and chobose, and other things which need water, and he has to throw away tzapaltashes, to throw away these waters. So Lamaisa will use it, L'shem Shemayim, and he'll water his garden, and he'll do some other malosis. So therefore, Chazal asked it to use this concoction. That means this wheel, which you get in a short period, will lead Tirche, a large amount of water. So Chazal asked it to use this on Shabbos, because you're going to be exposed to a medic in the soil. You have a lot of water, which you weren't omel to get, and now you'll try to figure out how to use the water, and that might come to Chilul Shabbos. So the second day, we paskin like the second day, oh, this is only by a galgal godel, that not only was it easy, you turned the wheel and you got water very easily, but also you got a large amount of water very easily. So here I have the Nisayan in front of me. With a small pool, I acquired a large amount of water, which is a Nisayan that so now I'll try to use the water usefully, and that might bring about a Chilul Shabbos. But a galgal cotton, which you don't end up with too much water, the maile, it's like an easy, but you don't end up with too much water. So I have nothing to be afraid of, that he has water, he'll go and in the water that he got already, he'll find usages for it, and he won't go and then be mashke ginosa. In the first day, holds a galgal cotton is also osa. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shema yimale mitoyich shememalim b'loy toirach. Because shememale b'loy toirach. The Ravida Shulchan says if one has a faucet outside to the yard and it's near his garden and everything else, also shememale b'loy toirach. So should that be nichlal in this issa? So he says it's no comparison. He says a person has a faucet, he can control the faucet. He wants a little water, so he puts a little water. Now when he turns on the faucet, he gets 10 gallons of water. Here, by this galgal, that was the mile of the galgal and the chason of the galgal. By turning it, so...
That is wonderful. It has
testing
on a vacuum draw something water right.
Yeah.
Throw out a lot of water or
snow. Well, this is not to depend on electricity.
No electricity. You have to pump by hand.
Oh, you pump it by hand?
There's it in there, usually with a rather gas yet, but it forms vacuum and we start pulling up the water.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. Okay, so lechayre, that's not this case. That's not like a galgal here. It's you only can fill up a little. If you want, you can fill up a little, but you're not. That's the whole nesoyin over here. With this, you can pump a lot of water, but yeah. But so Meheshin Taisi should do it if he doesn't need it. He himself is a Nesoyan. He doesn't need all this water, and the water is precious. Yeah, okay, that's one way to look at it, but there's another way. Having him already out and 10 buckets of water, and then he looks at his garden and this is a Nesoyan already, but something that you need a lot of pulis to bring about a lot of water, so that Ukhaja shouldn't be a Shiloh. See Zion. Mi she yesh loy peiris b'roish agag. A person has peiris on the roof. V'roye motor shebo. And he sees it's starting to rain. Now, the rain will not anyway help these peiris. They'll get drenched with water. Is also l'shal shalom b'shabbos derech aruba shebegag. You can't go and send down with baskets the peiris. You have a skylight and from the roof you can send it down into the house. That's too much of a tichim. Avo mutar lechasaisam. But you're allowed to cover them. If you have a tarp and you'll cover them, so fine. V'afilu levenim sheheim muktzim, afilu you have bricks which are muktzeh, muta lechasoysan mipnei adelef. That means you're allowed to take a tarp and cover the bricks. And the chiddush is a man diomer that holds ankli nitul ele bishvil dovah hanitul, which means one cannot be metaltal something litzoyrech mukse, even though he's not metaltal the mukse, but he's metaltal something else litzoyrech mukse. And here I'm being metaltal this tarp to cover the bricks which are mukseh. Havalpika, we don't paskel like that, so it's mukseh, and he's allowed to do it. Let us see the Mishnah Brure, Sivkot Chofei. Also, Lishal Shalom, the Torah Shaloi Litzayrat Shabbos. It's a Tusa Shaloi Litzayrat Shabbos. Or peiris, so therefore you can't take them, you can't hoist them down through the skylight. Or peiris l'tzoyrech hayoyim, but if I'm going to eat these peiris today, shorish l'yatantru b'kshamim, so I'm going to eat them today, so I'm hoisting them down now that these peiris should not get metunef, should not get dirty. So this is permissible. Muta lechasoysom, but you're allowed to cover it. That tirche, it seems, is not considered a tirche, and the one is permitted to cover it. Hine b'yam shol shloime hechme b'zeh, ve'viyo yamogin avron, avdo yorabe, ishari yachoynim, ve'chichu me'agmore demutar, then you're allowed to cover it. Shehem muktzim, now these bricks are muktzim. I mean, sometimes bricks are not muktzim, you can use them to sit on them. But these bricks, kagain shehem sidurais, va'oimdois lebinyin, that they're piled up together, they will be eventually used for building purposes. So the Oymed Labinim, Chinal Besimin Shinches Sif Yud Zayin, Mutal Lechasoysom, Avol Otol Oso Letaltalon Mim Koimom, Avshein Lebemel Lechasoys. But if he doesn't have with what to cover them, so then he has no heter to be metal to them. That's a tilto mukse, that they were not matter.
No.
Nobody's going to eat. No.
Oh, well, they?
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, it's not a green light. Riba b'shiurim. No, I don't think so. No. Riba b'shiurim is also one mice. A person says he is shori. I think it's l'tzayi chayayim.
I was bushwash. Yes, well, in here.
and it's based on what they like to put on the stone roof. Unless they grind.
Well, I mean, either it was a cool place or something, and he didn't have a place, but...
Or, that's what I'd say. You keep putting the fruit cell underneath the ground.
It's the cellar.
They were plumbed up there.
Plums.
So, the dryer. Yeah, other than the dryer.
Yeah, so now the shail is if within the postman did not try, did not edible. Okay, you have to know that it's gorgeous and smukim, that would be real mukse. Yeah, but these are not mukse. Yeah, the prayers are not mukse. The levenim are mukse.
These certainly are.
Right. Yeah, so al-kaponim, so they're not oimed al-kaponim, he wasn't maktidaita from them. That means they're edible and... So why put them there? Maybe wanted them to get a little ripe, a face, it could be. Just wanted them to get ripe. So put them, they wanted to get them ripe. So ripe is a legitimate shimush. And the book we mentioned, one Shabbat Nissan Karela says, in Shabbos, you're allowed to take a green tomato and put it in the towards the window to ripen it. That's no shayla. Mutter sees ches. Mutter liten kli nachas adelef b'shabbos. Now, a person is sitting in the house, and it's raining, it started raining, and all of a sudden he sees it's raining in. It's dripping in. Somehow his roof was... holy roof and it was raining in. And now, so what does he do? Muta liten kli tachas hadelef b'shabbos. So he's allowed to put a keli, a garbage can, something else, a large pot. The tachas hadelef b'shabbos. Ve'im nismalei, and what if it got filled up? Shoifchay, sit out. Now, so this was no problem whatsoever. Behu sheyei hadelef roi lechitze. That means perhaps it's not so clean. To drink, he wouldn't advise it to drink. About kaponim, you can wash yourself with it. It's usable. That means even though it's coming down through the roof, but al kaponim, the water is usable lirchite. So memele, it's not muktzedike water. So what is he doing wrong? He's putting a garbage can underneath the dalef that's dripping down and faltik. And then when it fills up, we'll spill it out. Avo imeinei, but what if the water that is coming down into his house is filthy water? He has no use for this water, and the water is dripping down. So now there is a multitude of shailas over here. So he's putting a keli. So putting a keli over here, so what is he going to do with the water? Nothing. So like he's putting a double mukta in the keli. So it's mavatakli meichonai. So it could be another heter that... it's going to get full, the keli is going to get full of dirty water, so yes, and take it out, that's grav shel rei. Sein oisin grav shel rei lechatchila. To make a grav shel rei, that I'll take it out, grav shel rei will accomplish that it's not the vatra kli mechonai. That means I'm going to take it out. So don't put a pot underneath it. See, he didn't learn this sif in Shulchan Aruch. He put down the shipping in, he put down, first he did demolish the shayla. Put down the garbage, then yes, the mechaba, I was allowed to do it, no, you weren't allowed to do it. Okay, fine. But now, but it's there ready now. So now it's being mekabel, the dirty water. So now when it's full, he asks the mechabel, can I take it out and then get rid of it? And I'm just saying, yeah, I have to take it out because it's a graf sorei, you have to take it out. Vimnosan kli. Tachas Nelef, Cheney Roylich, he did it. He didn't ask. He did it. Is Mutal Taltoy. So now, even though it's Mukse in reality, Mutal Taltoy, but my Amousim Sheboya. The Kaili, now to put it back, okay, that'll be. Putting it back is now. Okay, now the empty snooded out, so now it's no magrav sharei. So now we're back where we started from. Same about on kli meichone or a nice and grav sharei. It's filthy water. Filthy water could be. It's good. I don't know. It's. I don't know if someone's going to use. I don't know if he has a mikvah to use for a chitz. It's not good. Also, so let's say Let's see the tachas adelef shahilech derech atikre uchiyetze bazeh. It goes. It's going down through the roof. L'chitze dein ala motor al yoyred. Now, if it's good for washing, it's no problem. The ein ala motor al yoyred shem muktzo ein oilog. It's not there, it's fresh water, v'yochel ishtoy soy, l'chitze v'meno. V'hu adinimu roi rak l'shtiyes v'heime. So it's not muktzo, it's a use, he's allowed to use it. Agavulche, here he brings down, in Dershul 31, he brings down a machlekes, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, if snow is muktzin. Rav Shlomo Zalman says snow is not muktzin. It's not called Neulad, even though it first becomes snow and it reaches the earth's surface, like this is not snow. It's not Neulad. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and he brings Moshe, I don't have the sefer, Sheshelek Shiol B'Shabbos Lech Shem Muktzah B'Shem Neulad. And it is Muktzah. Okay, so that's Hashayla by snow, he brings a Machlekes. About Kaponim, this you see Rav Shlomo Zalman is Meikol. Now, also Mishum Shein, Perish Ein Oisin Dovo, I can't make something that when I make it, it'll become mos. Al smach shiyah muta acha kain lohitziyoi ki grab shorei. Al chatchila to make a grab shorei is you're not allowed to do such a thing. And then I'm making a grab shorei, it'll be mois for me, so I'll be permitted to take it out. Al chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. No, okay, I won't take it out. The lawyers is end of him coming. My gun can also. My shakosu apoiski, my milocha, then it's also mavatlum clean my echonai. Now, the vida shulchan mizan amoyadike kashe, and this halacha, he says like this, you have over here, it's raining from the roof, and you have dirty water. Now, if you won't put the garbage can underneath it, so what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Your whole house is, we're talking about a dining room over here, the whole house is going to get filthy. You're going to have your grab shalei, not I'm making a grab shalei. A grab shalei is, I'm going to have in the dining room a grab shalei side by side. That means the ain oisin grav shorei means l'chatchila, I'm going to make a grav shorei in my house so I should be able to take it out. But don't do that. Make the grav shorei someplace else. Don't make it in the house and then later the event to take it out. But here he asks, I'm making the grav shorei. If I don't put the garbage can, so the whole dining room will become a grav shorei. If you're falling in muddy water, it's falling all over the place. So the whole thing becomes a grav shorei.
Yeah,
what?
What?
Yeah, no, but it doesn't go into the Isra. I mean, Oisin Gram Sorei Rechbasulah. And Oisin Gram Sorei means that I'm making that in this mockim there should be a Gram Sorei that I should have a heter to take it out. A Gram Sorei will be here. But there will be, so I'm permitted to take out a Gram Sorei. So and the only way I'll be able to take it out is by putting a garbage can underneath it. So it's very unclear. What the hein of kodem shenis malay? Yeah, metaltolay. Without kikshu nosim b'mokim she was a kavuisham. The whole heter of grav shorei is. I mean, this is his dining room. He's sitting there, and it bothers him, so he's tempted to take it out. The mosal of who can grab shorei until the taltolay tzil aspam nekmoidei. Imu oimid b'mokim she yishivos a kavuisham. Sedar b'simin shinches sigla medalad ayin sham. Now, here there's a very interesting bir halochem that the bir halochem asks a amirnike kashem. The halocha is that by negelvas, a person misses negelvas when he wakes up in the morning, that water has a ruach roh on it. It's not allowed to be mishtamish with it. It's a sakon, you know, it's a step in it. You're not allowed to give it to an animal. It's not usable, period. That's what it says on Simon Dalit. Right? So normally, so that's no problem. So, during the week, there's no problems. I take it and I spill it out. Not in the shower where people walk, but I spill it out to where a person won't come in contact with it. Now, Shabbos, so he asks, Shabbos, so l'chayre, one of the two. If I won't take it out, so it's mavatul and kli mechonai, it's going to be there the whole Shabbos. So if I will take it out, ein oisin grav shorei l'chatchila. So what do you do over here? That's a whole of the Bir Halachas. The Bir Halachas says something very, very interesting. The Bir Halachas says that that the water is gewaldic water. There's nothing wrong with the water. You're not allowed to drink it. You're not allowed to use it because it's a ruach ro that shayra on the water. Whenever you drink the water, the ruach ro comes together with the water, and the ruach ro is very dangerous. But the water itself, is wonderful water. So he says, so when I pour the water into the keli, I'm not making a graf shorei. This water is theoretically moyadik water. This water is usable. But probably I can't use it because when you use the water, the ruach ro is going to come with it. But that's not cool. I made it a graf shorei because the water that is there is completely usable. No. It's a sakone. No, it's a sakone. Why? Well, because of the water.
Well, what's the world? You get 10 stuff into the world.
What?
What's the world? 10 bottles of water. What's the world?
So the shaila is, the problem is, I'll tell you, there's a different problem. Others say, it is a Shari Tshuva that says that you're not allowed to say a Dover Shepherd Ketusha when there's Negelvas are there. So if in the bedroom you're not going to say a Dover Shepherd Ketusha, so it's no problem. You can leave it there, though. Then you have the problem of Vatron Klimei Echonai. If this is a problem, you have Vatron Klimei Echonai. If I assume you're not allowed to move the keli, no, you're not using the water. Okay, you have to know. You have to know if we're chayish for that not, because never this someone might trip. I mean, if someone can come into the bedroom and they trip over the wood and they can get such a sack from the rabbits and they won't come in. That's right. Okay, so that's the Grav Shel Reb. Okay, that's losing their kasha. So what am I doing wrong by putting a bucket there? Yeah. And this will be a Grav Shel Reb side by side because it's going to make the wood. Or a Apollo, you have good floors. It's so good.